This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cocked.
Locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheepin's with us. Offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. During the previous hour, Rich Sheepin was telling us about a grizzly bear in his yard. Rich, please continue.
Yeah, Vince, I get a 3-to-1 ratio the last several years of grizzly bears to black bears here in northwest Montana. Since 1987, we haven't been able to hunt grizzly bears because they are politically incorrect to do so. And, you know, when you hear the term follow the money, it's also follow the narrative and follow the theme, because what they do, whether it be a teacher or a state biologist, they're basically told what to say and what to do, in a sense, because grizzlies should be hunted here in Montana big time, because people, it's getting quite dangerous. In fact, a friend of mine from Vancouver this morning just sent me an email of two people in B.C. getting eaten alive by a grizzly bear. And the picture was pretty pretty morbid, to say the least. Now, I'm going to take that same follow the narrative line and look at the wolves that have been planted here in Montana. They're non-indigenous wolves trapped up in the northern part of the continent, mostly Canada, paid for by the taxpayer dollars who are broke, and brought in here as a non-indigenous animal. Yet, at the same time, the fish and game kills our small streams because they say the brook trout are not indigenous to this part of the country. So, and this is why I hate the term double standards and hypocrisy, because if you say that's the way it is or that'll never change, you're basically being the poster girl or poster boy for ignorance, apathy, and indifference. This drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness has to stop. And this is one of the reasons I talk about practice what you preach laws in context for so many things that the elite say how we should live, but they're not willing to do that themselves. So that being said, sometimes you have to manage the game around you. You know, you can't shoot a grizzly bear unless you're protecting your own life. I even had the fish and game guy over here, and he said that if a grizzly bear is eating my Great Pyrenees guard dogs or my livestock, I cannot shoot it unless I'm protecting myself and is charging me. And that's part of the political correctness that we have here. But it's a different life. And, Vince, if it's okay with you, I'll just switch to gardening because the time is going quickly. And, sure. Folks, I want you to think about positive words like antioxidant, cancer tumor fighter, immune system stimulant or builder, blood purification. Think about all the people that you know, and maybe some of you listeners yourself, who are on synthetic pharmaceutical drugs, because the immune system deals with six major things: inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, and cancers and tumors. How many people do you know who are on basically poison for the most part to work on some of these things when you can garden and really help yourself, help your body become into homeostasis and enzymes? I talked about enzymes. They're so important. They're basically They act as catalysts for biochemical reactions, which aids in digestion and nutrient support. When you cook your food over 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you kill those enzymes. So the vitamins and minerals come from the soil, and we have chemically and mechanically beat the living bejesus out of our soil here in America. So we need to think differently and grow our own crops with nutritional soil that we can at least, if not make, put additives into the soil that are healthy. Like if you've been gardening in a plot, for example, and you need to check your pH for acidity and your alkaline ratio, you can add sulfur and magnesium. Now, sulfur, they have two types of sulfur. First of all, you have a longer-acting sulfur, which you put into the fall, and it makes a big difference in your soil by the time spring comes. Or you can buy a more expensive sulfur that breaks down quick for that particular gardening season. But if you prepare and you put your sulfur in now, you can really change your pH. And magnesium, you put in when you plant your vegetables because it's very fast acting and the shelf life is quick. Compost. We make our own compost here because we have goat poop, we have chicken poop, everything that's organic. And I mean everything. Eggshells, banana peels, tomato stems, you name it, it gets thrown in the compost here. Coffee grounds. I do things like I still have some carrots I got to pick. I've pretty much picked everything now. I've clipped my asparagus for the fall. And what I'm going to do next is spray oils like pyola oil in my greenhouses to keep certain pests down that lay their eggs. And when you spray oils in your greenhouses and on your soil, you basically keep them down to a dull roar. So what we need to start doing is thinking with foresight and thinking differently and controlling our own destiny, especially with food, because GMO foods, hormone steroids and antibiotics, everything that's being made in petri dishes and laboratories and in vitro or test tubes, we are the guinea pigs for. And if we want to eat healthy, we have to think about open pollinated heirloom seeds and basically growing at least 80 to 90% of our own produce and eating raw during the summer months so we can take advantage of those enzymes. And keep in mind the vitamins and minerals come from the soil. So when you buy a vegetable from the store, not only is it probably GMO, but you don't know about the vitamins and minerals because you don't know about the content in the soil. Most likely it's been chemically and mechanically beat to smithereens. Vince, you have anything to add to that?
I've got a couple questions. One question is about sulfur. You talked about fast-acting and slow-acting sulfur. What type of what is the method you use for enhancing your soil with sulfur? How do you do it?
Well, again, there's two types of sulfur to buy. There's the quick-acting and the over-the-winter-acting. And I just buy it in like a 20-pound bag. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done this. I've been using the same garden soil for almost 13 years now, living on this property, okay? And over 10 years living off-grid. So I checked my pH for the first time because I noticed a decrease in my crop output, okay, on tomatoes and things like that. And I went to a person who owns a nursery who I trust in the Flathead in Kalispell, and they do a great job. And they're really, because their customers are really leaning towards anti-GMO, being organic. They're really going in that direction. And, you know, a lot of these things that you buy today are not GMO or organically approved, like the sulfur. But when you get to a point where you've depleted all of your nutrients in your garden or a significant amount, you have to add this sulfur and magnesium at least once every few years. Now, magnesium plays a role in contraction and relaxation of muscles. And pro protein production in nerves. So it's all part of the antioxidant immune system stimulant category as well. So all I can say is, folks, go ahead and try it. If you've noticed a decrease, a major decrease in your fruit production, okay? And speaking of fruit, a little sidebar here, I had to pick my plums and apples early because the bears were just so aggressive this year. But try doing sulfur. You can do it right now and let it sit over the winter. And it's going to make a huge difference in the alkaline content of your soil versus acidity. And I'd recommend going to a nursery, or probably even Walmart has a pH test. They're very cheap, a couple of bucks. And you put soil in this little tube. You add water along with this chemical, and you shake it. And in 2 minutes, you know the alkalinity acidity ratio of your soil. So that's what I would recommend. So if anybody's noticing a decrease in production, try that. It's a great quick fix. And again, I believe in going 100% organic, but sometimes you just got to do what's necessary when you've been using a garden for and the same soil for years and years and years, even though I do supplement it with compost. And I'm going to be putting new compost in the garden before we have a hard frost again this year as well. So that's kind of how we do it, Vince.
Yeah, even, you know, I've mentioned Jericho, this series, and we own it on DVD. And one of the lines in Jericho, the mayor's wife, who is a rancher in rural Kansas, makes the comment, we use every part of the buffalo around here. And what she's saying is they don't throw anything away, and including banana peels. And that's what you were saying. So when we peel carrots and potatoes and apples and pears, and we cut the stems off the peppers that we grow in the garden, all that goes back into the compost pile. All of it. Eggshells, exactly what you're doing. As a matter of fact, we don't even throw away the slurpy syrup that TJ leaves in a dog bowl. Okay? TJ is this English Mastiff, and when he drinks, all the other dogs get annoyed with him. TJ goes over, has a drink, and then it's slimy, syrupy in the bowl. And we take that and we pour that in the pots, the potted plants that we have on the veranda for the bacterial content to assist in breaking down the soils. And it works great. And as far as the fast-acting sulfur, I found it on the internet, Home Depot, $22.88 for 20 pounds. Exactly what you're talking about. So there it is, $23 for 20 pounds of fast-acting sulfur. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans telling us about gardening and sulfur. Rich, you talked about magnesium. What do you? How much magnesium do you add to your garden, and how do you do it, and how do you buy it?
Well, you can buy it also in a bag, just like you can with sulfur. It's more of a granule, the magnesium. And it dissolves when you water it. And the shelf life, after you put it in the soil, you can either put it on top of the soil, so when you water it, the nutrients will come down into the roots. Or, and the nursery recommended that you even put a handful when you plant your actual plant. Okay, so I grow my seeds indoors, and I use the solarium to grow my little plants and germinate indoors, usually around the end of March. And then I'll put everything out the first week of May or second week of May, depending on what the frost is doing. And so you put your plant in the outdoor soil. And then while you're digging the hole, you put the magnesium in and you kind of swish it around so it's evenly distributed. And I don't think you can overdo magnesium. It's a really good mineral, good product. But folks, okay,
do you use Epsom salts? Is that what you use for magnesium?
You can use Epsom salts, but you can actually buy them in a little more direct fashion as well. I think there's several different choices that you have out there. But you know, folks, I just want to talk about real quickly, I try to mention this as often as possible. GMO foods cause cancer, changes your DNA, and organ failure, and a lot worse. 96% of Monsanto shareholders, if you have forgotten, voted to not disclose the GMO ingredients. And there's actually laws that are not required to label even things like estrogen in foods. Now, think about when you go to a grocery store and restaurants and look at, and just recall all the salmonella and the listeria and the E. coli scares that's been out there. And how about fluoride? You know, 95% of restaurants are probably within city limits. So they're not living off of a well. So they have city water or municipal water. You know, China labels fluoride as a pesticide. And that's one of the main ingredients in rat poison. And there's zero research of any benefits, okay, with fluoride. Causes tooth decay, cancer, brain lesions, and makes people sterile and docile. So when you think about the health benefits, not just the skill sets that you're learning about gardening, because I've, and Vince, we've talked about this. I think we even mentioned it for a couple of sentences last show. When people think that they can just go out there with a handful of seeds and throw it in the soil and they're going to have a garden, it's just not going to happen. There's a learning curve just like everything else. You know, think immune stimulants versus immune suppressants. What's the number one immune suppressant out there? And I hate to say it, it's sugar. And I say that because I have a sweet tooth, okay? But think about things like immune suppressants like onions, garlic, cayenne pepper, ginger, horseradish, kale, all the cabbage family vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. These are high-potency immune stimulants, okay? It's basically nutrition and hydration and exercise and sleep and excess exposure to chemicals that's creating our lack of homeostasis and increased cancer. And the food-like products that we have out there, and I say food-like, just like, for example, when they say fat-free, it usually means high sugar content. We, as Americans, we're overfed, undernourished, and underexercised. I just read an article, I think it was on Drudge, just a few days ago, saying how Americans are more obese than we ever were. So you get a little benefit of some exercise, and you get the skill sets of eating good, non-GMO, organic food that have vitamins and minerals if you take care of your soil. Think about the things that we eat out there, MSG, aspartame. There's dozens of artificial sweeteners out there. How about nicotine, high fructose corn syrup? Most of these additives are designed to be addictive. Do you know propylene glycol is an additive in many foods? You know what it is? It's an antifreeze.
Yeah. Polypropylene glycol is antifreeze, so propylene glycol is close. You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Rich Sheban, if you spill a little antifreeze out of, like, let's say your car overheats, you pull it into your driveway and it overheats when you shut it off, and your cat or dog just says, hey, it smells pretty good, kind of sweet, drinks it, it'll kill them.
Yep.
It'll kill the animal. It's dangerous. Well, let's add it to food, right? In small amounts.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheepin's with us. Rich, let me ask you a few very short answer questions. Actually, you can answer them with one word, like a yes or a no, if that's okay with you. Do you use an electric can opener?
No.
Okay. How about an electric clothes dryer?
Nope.
Electric heat?
Nope.
Electric hot water heater?
Nope.
Electric stove?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either. So, here, class, there you have it. Now, unfortunately, the current stove in our kitchen is one that has an electric clock and a timer and an igniter for the oven. Other than that, it runs on gas. And we don't have an electric... We have an electric clothes dryer. I brought it with us from a previous building that we had. I haven't sold it yet, but we don't use it. I haven't used a clothes dryer as long as we've lived in this house. Has not been used. We're dependent on a lot of these devices, but I got to tell you, when things get bad and the grid shuts down and you want to use that electric can opener to open that cold can of beans, lots of luck. Lots of luck. Unless you have an inverter or a generator. Now, that's something that we need to talk about at some point. Rich, even when do you think... Well, how is your solar power right now? Are you still okay with the sun that you're getting?
Yeah, I'm filling up almost every day right now. And we're getting towards the time of the year that I'm really starting to pay attention to it. Now, when you have deep cycle batteries, lead acid deep cycle batteries, you can go several days without worrying about it filling up. But about every 7 or 8 days, you should fill it up to 100%. But see, now they have these new lithium batteries. They have these silicon salt batteries out of China. The technology in the last 10 plus years since I've been living off grid has changed dramatically. You know, with inverters / chargers, now that you can get a 220 or in lieu of a 210 or 110, so you don't have to wire them together, so you can pull up your water out of your well if you have a 1.5-2 horsepower pump, for example. There's so many things that have changed. Solar panels have gotten cheaper. They've gotten smaller. They have bigger wattage now. So, and the solar controllers, You can go, I think my solar controller is only a 45 amp solar controller. Now they have 60, they have even higher than that. So the technology for off-grid living has changed dramatically. You know, I've given thousands of tours and talks and shared this information with millions of people over the radio over the years, and people are getting more and more interested. They realize that this whole system is fake and phony and hanging by a technocracy thread. And people want to be able to control their own destiny, increase their skill sets. And I think living off-grid and having a solar array is one great way to do it. And what you could do, folks, if you want to live on the grid and you are right now, it couldn't hurt to add some solar panels and maybe even a generator and wire it so you can use some supplementary power if the crapper hits the fan, or we even have a blackout just to learn skill sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this morning, Mrs. Finelli was up early, and she was looking at where the sun is. And yesterday she was outside with me. We were looking at the solar array, and she said, you know, it's great. You know, you've got it facing south, and that's really good. But early in the morning, you know, Vinny, early in the morning, when we first get up, sure it'd be nice to have a little more power delivered by the sun. And she said, let's go look and figure out which is the best place to put some east-facing solar panels. So ours are facing due south, and around 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning, they start beginning to crank up the current that they can produce. But if we had some east-facing panels, it'd be a lot better. So she's looking around, and I was really excited that, you know, with her interest in this, that, you know, it's not just me saying, here's what we need to do. She's saying, okay, that's great. Now we can even make it better if. Now, how are your solar panels arranged? Do they track? Are they firmly mounted? Do they face just south? How do you have them configured?
I have four solar panels that were my first ones that are on my shed, and they're facing a few degrees, just a few past south. And then I have
you mean probably southeast or south, southeast or southwest?
They're facing south-southwest.
Okay,
because that's the way my shed was positioned. And then I put up, I have about 1,400 watts of solar panels. and I have a little more than half on a stand, if you will, that I can rotate if I want, or I can also tilt. Now, because we have so much sun and long days here for 8 months out of the year, I keep my solar panels on a winter trajectory, basically, so they're tilted up and they're tilted more towards the curvature of the earth, because I just don't need that kind of energy there for 8 months out of the year. It's about 3.5 to 4 months, like I said, we're getting into that period where we're getting more clouds, the sun's getting lower, that I need to start paying attention. And I do, a few times in the winter, have to supplement with a generator, especially on that seventh or eighth day when I want to get to almost full or want to equalize my batteries. Vince?
Yeah, and that's what I decided here. We have, ours are not tiltable. I fabricated a really strong rack. And the reason I did it this way is we're in Tornado Alley. So I want to make sure that this rack is strong enough to withstand, 80-mile-an-hour winds, maybe 100. And so I can't fabricate something that can tilt easily and sustain those kind of winds. And I thought about the snow, and I thought about cleaning, and I thought about wind load, and I thought about current generation. And for us, we did the same thing. Ours are at a winter angle, which is, more vertical than it is horizontal. Now, in the summer, it's not quite ideal, but it seems to be working pretty well for us. And when I get a little more done, I'll put some pictures of the engineering that we did and the materials we used and so forth. We used a lot of surplus material. We built our rack out of used materials that used to be Home Depot shelving. Really heavy industrial shelving, and each section is almost 12 feet wide. So we cut up the verticals to specific angles, welded it together, fabricated feet for it, put in some concrete piers. And if you're wondering where it is, Rich, it's right next to our garage. So it faces south, and it's working really, really well. This morning, during the top of the hour break, I went and looked at the inverter to see what kind of current it was producing. It was over 4 kilowatts. I've never seen it produce that much. I mean, 4,000 watts is what it was producing. So that was really, really neat. So I'm looking forward to expanding it further. And solar panels are more affordable. They've gone up in price. They dipped about a year ago. They dipped, and now they're just about twice as expensive as they were, but they're still less expensive overall than they had been, 5 years ago. And yes, there's more watts per square inch of solar panels. They're becoming more efficient, and that's great. That really is great, and it's working really well. So, class, you may want to consider doing this. However, I do want to put out a word of caution. I don't know how this is going to work out, but we bought our batteries directly from a company in China, and one of them is not working right, and the Chinese want proof. I can't believe it. I can't believe that we're saying that we bought 81 batteries or 81 cells from them in one shipment. I split a load with Bruce Kay, USA Preparedness instructor, and one of them is dead, has been dead, doesn't work at all. And we've contacted them, and they want a video. Not pictures. They want a video, with me checking these batteries so there's not one lapsed second. No editing, just continuous video of a diagnostic process. They don't believe us at all. They don't trust us. If they did, they would say, you know what? Most so sorry. Would it be okay if we sent you another one? Would that be okay? Will they do that? Absolutely not. I am really disappointed. And I'll let you know. I'll let you know if they finally agree to ship us another one at no charge. But what a hassle. because you've got U.S. Customs, you've got taxes, you've got shipping, and these things weigh 81 pounds apiece.
Mm-hmm.
That's without the packing material. And they've got to be vertical, and they're hazardous. What a hassle. But I'll let you know about the rest of this experience with a Chinese manufacturer. And, Rich, if you don't mind, I'd just like to talk about doing business with the Chinese or the Asians. It's going to cause some problems. But I'm going to do it anyway. Years ago, when I had a computer manufacturing company, I went to trade events, and I would meet the manufacturers, and I'd see the latest products, and some of them I liked. And when I liked them, I would buy a bunch of them. So there was a network switch from an Asian manufacturer that I liked. And I bought maybe 50 of them. And they came with a lifetime warranty. Lifetime warranty. It said right on the packaging. Lifetime warranty. And, within maybe a year, I had a couple of failures. I called up the U.S. office of this Asian company, and I said, I've got these failures. And they said, what's the model number? I told them, they said, well, it's out of warranty. I said, no, it's not. I said, get a lifetime warranty. They said, no, it's out of warranty. I said, what are you talking about? And they said, well, it's not lifetime. It's not your lifetime. It's the lifetime of the product cycle. And that product cycle lasts about 6 months. So it's out of warranty. That's the kind of nonsense they pull.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, I was reading a story on QZ.com, and it says, maybe you heard that Brad Pitt allegedly threatened Harvey Weinstein with a Missouri whooping after the movie mogul accosted his then-girlfriend, Gwyneth Paltrow. And so still maybe you felt like Pitt's much-publicized moment of chivalry stands as a tepid response within the entertainment industry to what now appears to have been the widespread knowledge about Weinstein's behavior. So we've got these disgusting individuals that many people probably used to look up to. Another one is Bill Cosby. Another one, you know, so Weinstein is chasing women around, lures them into his hotel room, takes his clothes off, and chases them around the room, allegedly. Bill Cosby isn't quite so adept at running, I guess, so he drugs the women, allegedly, and then has his way with them. And then we've got Bill Clinton in the White House, in his office, and he's doing whatever he wants. So who do we look up to? It's pretty hard to find someone to respect today. But these individuals need full prosecution. But doesn't look like it's working too well for our team with Bill Cosby. Maybe it'll work better with Weinstein. What do you think, Rich Heben?
Well, just like everything else, it's a rigging of the game. Adult mutual consensual sex is not being played anymore. It's old news. That's why you can't go 5 minutes without reading something on pedophilia, about pedophilia. I got an article in front of me on the Horn News saying Hillary Clinton condemns free speech in a shocking video, and she's blaming free speech for her loss now. So, you know, when we lose free speech, we lose our Bill of Rights, we lose our Constitution, we lose our ability to protect ourselves, but yet the aristocracy gets to do everything they want. They get, and this is why I say practice what you preach laws. Here they're saying global warming, carbon footprint. They're flying all over the world, living in the biggest houses, several houses all around the world, with a carbon footprint 10,000 times the average person. We need to have practice what you preach laws. You can't say you're anti-gun and you want to get rid of guns while you hire security to carry guns to protect your butt. You know, we're getting to the point where we're living in this manufactured world of self-pity, guilt, ideology ruling, and manufactured perception. It's a virtual reality Twilight Zone episode. We need to have practice what you preach laws. This is why they use the term identity politics, because they want to have a separate system of different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. This, again, lowers the bars of standards and expectations. It destroys America from within. It makes you submissive. It breaks your will. It creates everything upside down. It makes a victim group, and you can be a bully at the same time, and you're protected by the elites. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations to the point of where there's a law of diminished returns, as we have now, you have rewarded mediocrity for decade after decade after decade. And ingenuity, productivity, and innovation is gone for the bottom 93%. And this is one of the reasons we talk about self-sufficiency, folks, living off-grid, gardening, hunting and fishing, just doing things outside the box, where we can regain those lost 19th century skills but dovetail them with 21st century technology. It's obvious that we are losing the ability to control our own destiny until enough people wakes up and speaks up. Okay, we need to stop. You know, we can blame this all day long on the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the fascists, the elites, the Zionists. But it's the silent majority. It's us folks that need to speak up. Read, research, listen, ask questions, and share the information. Vince.
Yeah, and can you imagine if we showed up at their homes? Oh, let's say just 100 of us. Let's say 200 of us. Let's say 1,000 of us. We all showed up at their homes. Wow. That would that'd wake them up. Actually, probably make them wet their pants. You know, when you think about it, Rich Sheehan, you know, what is the Washington, D.C. Capitol Police for? Well, I think their purpose is to protect the criminal Congress from prosecution, you know, for crimes, hide the crimes, you know, when they're caught. Yeah, that's what I think. Rich Sheehan, thanks so much for being with us. OffGridMontana.com.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.